Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1063, for Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. This is the GTS Distribution Edition, a monthly look at the top-selling games according to that distributor. As I mentioned last time, a couple weeks ago, they never posted a list for September. That wasn't on me this time. So this is the list for October of 2025, just ended. And we have kind of a lot of new entries here, just three holdovers from the previous time around back in August. And of those seven new entries, six are debuts. The first new entry, the one that isn't a debut, is at number 10, Stardew Valley, the board game, by Cole Medeiros, published by Concerned Ape, with, there's no score. It's at number 10. The last time it was on the list was back in December of 2024, almost a year ago. This is its seventh appearance. Debuting at number 9, Lightning Train, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf. Down one from last time to 8, Wormspan, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games. That is going to be a recurring theme, Stonemaier Games. Down 3 to number 7, where it was back in July, Wingspan, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. Debuting at number 6, Tokaido Duo, by Antoine Bauza, published now by Stonemaier Games. Climbing 1 to number 5, Finspan, by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemaier Games. Debuting at number 4, Shallow Sea, by Yom CW, published by Bad Comet. Debuting at number 3, Fight 5, by Aaron Hine and Manny Tremblay, published by Chip Theory Games. There's actually no Board Game Geek listing for this game. Looks like it's a version of the card game War. Debuting at number 2, Smitten 2, by Ryan S. Davis and Jamie Stegmaier, published by Stonemaier Games. This is a micro game. And debuting at number 1, Wormspan Dragon Academy, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games. So this is the expansion to Wormspan, which spent 6 times at number 1 on this list, the last time being back in January. That is your top 10 according to units sold. Now let's take a look at the top 10 by revenue and give the more expensive games a chance to shine. Here at number 10 is Tokaido Duo. At number 9, down 2 spots from last time, but not on the even top 25 for units, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era. Debuting at number 8, Lightning Train. Back at number 7, Stardew Valley, the board game. At number 6 is Wingspan. I guess I usually say where they were on the other list. Lightning Train is at number 8. It was number 9 for units. Stardew Valley at number 7 was number 10 for units. Wingspan at number 6, it was one worse for units. The same on both lists is number 5, Finspan. Number 4 is 4 positions better. That's Wormspan. Number 3 is 10 positions better. This was number 13 on the units list, and it's a 5-position climb from last time. Number 3 is Slay the Spire, the board game. Number 2 positions better, is Shallow Sea. I'll mention that the number 2 on the units list, Smitten 2, not even in the top 25 by units. So clearly a very inexpensive game. But number 1 across both lists for October of 2025 is Wormspan Dragon Academy. This GTS distribution list is from October and for November 12th, 2025.